This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. Some Massachusetts businesses have been asking for more clarity over the state's reopening plan, but Governor Charlie Baker says they'll have to wait a little bit longer.
I think on all of those various issues that people have questions about, we're going to talk about all of those on Monday.
WBUR's Steve Brown joins us now. And Steve, did the governor shed any light at all on who's going to reopen and when?
No, it sounds like they're still trying to figure out all the particulars, and so businesses will just have to be on pins and needles until next week. Of course, yesterday the governor unveiled the four phases of the reopening, but didn't say exactly which businesses will be in the first phase. Reporters pushed him on that again today, but he didn't budge.
The folks that are most likely to be able to operate successfully on the 18th are going to be many of the folks that are currently operating, right? They're essential businesses, but they are going to have to operate under the statewide guidelines and the industry-specific guidelines that will be issued as part of issuing the report on the 18th.
Now, the governor went on to say that the second group of businesses that will be in the first group to reopen are going to be the ones that do not have a lot of face-to-face interaction with customers as part of their regular business.
The phased-in reopening is not sitting well with some lawmakers in the governor's own party. What's their issue?
Yeah, that's right. Some Republican legislators are urging the governor to not delay the reopening of the economy any longer. They say several neighboring states are already opening, but Massachusetts businesses remain in limbo. Three of the more conservative members of the House say the governor isn't giving enough detail to the businesses so they can plan accordingly.
Steve, what are the latest coronavirus figures out today from the Department of Public Health?
Well, Lisa, because of a reporting deadline shift, the daily numbers are off for today. Numbers that would have been reported today got released yesterday. So for that reason, the number of new deaths reported out today is artificially low. As we've been saying, it's more important to be looking at the multi-day trends. When you look at the seven-day rolling averages for key data points, deaths and positive cases, the trend is heading down, and that's a good thing.
So the governor announced today a $1 billion supplemental budget to help the state and communities deal with the unexpected costs associated with COVID-19. Obviously, a lot of costs there. What did he say about it?
Yeah, he said the state needs to appropriate this money so that it can be reimbursed by the feds. The expenses include payments for personal protective equipment, rate adjustments for human service providers, incentive pay for state employees, costs associated with that contact tracing program, and many, many more expenses.
Senator Elizabeth Warren was on the U.S. Senate committee that heard testimony today from Dr. Anthony Fauci and some other top health officials as well about the country's response to that pandemic. You were listening. What were some of the takeaways from that?
Well, Dr. Fauci's testimony didn't paint a rosy picture. He pointedly said that the U.S. does not have the pandemic under control and warned states against rushing to reopen the economy. During her questioning, Senator Warren pressed Fauci about whether or not there will be an inevitable resurgence of the virus in the fall.
If we don't do better on testing, on contact tracing, and on social distancing, will deaths from coronavirus necessarily increase?
If we do not respond in an adequate way, when the fall comes, we run the risk of having a resurgence. I would hope by that point in time that we have more than enough to respond adequately. But if we don't, there will be problems.
Dr. Fauci also warned against sending children back to school too soon. As he says, we don't know enough about the virus's effects on kids to assume that they'll be okay.
WBUR senior State House reporter Steve Brown. Thank you again, Steve.
Thanks, Lisa.